Well, SAFE is an animal rehoming and rescue service. Their operations in Broome are championed by a league of volunteers that have been able to save a huge amount of animals. Laura Devere Hunt has been volunteering her time as a cat carer for the past 6 years, and she's looked after over 100 cats in that time. She caught up and spoke with Hanako Shiraishi and spoke about her love of cats and why she does it. When our reporter walked in, little did she know that there was more than meets the eye in Laura's office as well.
I got started back in when I lived in Port Hedland, and someone reached out to me from SAFE down there and said, hey, can you just help foster this cat? And I was like, oh, I've never done it before, but I'll give it a go. And yeah, slippery slope from there. So I specialise in neonatal, which is newborns. So normally I will hold on to them until they're weaned, and then usually they'll either go to other carers or get adopted from there.
It must be a lot of hard work though if they're just born. Do you have to feed them milk or special formulas, and what do they look like?
Well, the ones that I've currently got in my office here, they sort of look like actually look like rats when they're newborn. Their eyes are shut, their ears are closed, they can't move a whole lot. So you have to get up every 2 to 3 hours to do feeds because they need to be fed quite constantly with a special formula. You need to toilet them because they can't toilet themselves. So yeah, it can be pretty involved.
And so that's why they're in your office right now?
That's why they're in my office right now, yes. I haven't named all of them yet, but this one here is... I'm going to call Georgie, I know that. Come out, mate. Come and say hello. Yep, these guys are about 6 days old now, and they're doing quite well.
Is there a reason why you chose neonatal care, and especially given the hours that you have to wake up at night and look after them?
I just really like it, you know. It's a great learning experience. They're actually pretty easygoing. Oh, we've got a poop there, sorry. They're actually really easygoing because you get up and you feed them and then they pretty much just go back to sleep. So apart from the weird sleep schedule, they're actually pretty easy to look after. Sorry about that.
That's very real with you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Because little baby kittens, not only can, you know, they're not seen, they're not here. A lot of people don't realise that they can't actually go to the toilet on their own, so you do need to manually toilet them by, you know, rubbing their genitals with a tissue until they go to the loo. You can hold one if you like.
Oh my God, thank you. So what happened to their mother?
With this lot, I'm not actually sure. I was just asked to pick them up. But in plenty of instances, mum cats, sometimes if they're not very well, they can dump their kittens if they're not capable of looking after them. And or sometimes, you know, they're hit by cars or, you know, they just get lost and go missing. So there's heaps of different circumstances that cause kittens to be motherless, unfortunately.
Is that a glove that's filled with water?
So this is a trick that one of my vet friends got me onto. It's called a hot hand. So you get just a surgical glove and you fill it up with water and put it in the microwave to keep it warm, because kittens at this age can't control their own body temperature. They need to be kept warm, but it feels like skin to them and they like to crawl on it. It feels a little bit like mum, soft and squishy. Yeah.
So for people who want to get into neonatal care of kittens, can everyone do it? Because you've got these kittens in your office. What about people who work full-time? Is it possible for them?
It's pretty difficult, actually. I'm lucky, being the owner of my business, that I can do this. Not a lot of people might be able to have this same flexibility. You also need to be able to get up all through the night, so it's like having a newborn child. But if you've got a pretty chilled light workplace when you're in an office or something like that and your boss will let them come in, then yeah, they can be a little bit distracting. I definitely have wasted a few hours watching the kittens instead of doing work. So
what's your sleep schedule looking like every day then if you have these kittens?
So at the moment I usually feed them at 9, then I'll try and go for a bit of a nap. I'll get up at 12 and then up at 3, up at 6. Yeah, at the moment, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
And have you been doing neonatal care for 6 years? Have you not slept for 6 years?
No, I've been doing neonatals pretty much since I've been in Broome, which has been about 4 years. And yeah, sometimes it can get pretty tiring. At the moment, I've had pretty much non-stop babies since about November. So it does get pretty tiring. But usually after about 3 or 4 weeks, you can start getting to sleep the night through. So yes, have lost a lot of sleep.
And now getting to the serious question, what happens when you have to stop looking after them, when you give them away to a different carer, or when they get adopted? How does that feel?
My first young kittens were Frida and Diego, and I just fell in love with them. And when they had to go, it was really quick. So I was really sad. I had a bit of a cry. But the more you do it, and the more you start to realize that you're really making a difference, and you can't just keep every cat in the universe. Well, that's kind of crazy as well. It makes it a lot easier to let them go, because you know they're going to go to a good home. White face or black and white or grey, because after you've done so many kittens, like, trying to remember names is kind of difficult sometimes.
Do these cats remember you? Have you seen any of the cats that you've looked after who have been adopted by someone you may have known?
Yeah, well, actually, I started up a Facebook group up here called Cats of Broome. It's mainly a safe place because posting on normal Facebook pages in Broome can bring a lot of hate. So we started up this group, and it's also a great way for me to keep in touch with kittens that I have fostered. No, they don't remember you, especially if it's been a while since they've seen you. They kind of forget you pretty quickly because they're only real babies when I have them.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Our communities are filled with wonderful volunteers, and that's Laura Devere Hunt's story there about her love of cats, what she's been doing over the last 6 years, looking over 100 cats for that matter, being involved with SAFE. And that Facebook page, again, if you're a cat lover in Broome, Cats of Broome, check it out. Could be an interesting place to meet new friends and family, of course, and you'll share your love of cats.